The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hutt present Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and our listening area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcast also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
Just a Christmas day. Oh yeah. All right. born. Let's put our hearts together. We're dancing in the snow. Come on, dance, come on, dance. Away we go. So
Father Jimmy Drucker on the radio at WWDBAM. Our show today is dedicated to Christmas music of old and rock music from Philadelphia and all the Philadelphia artists. I have a guest today, a quick hello from Randy Ruffin, who I saw the other day at Vera's in New Jersey. Randy, say hello to the Philadelphia audience on Rock and Roll Reveille.
Hello, Philadelphia.
A great singer, like him very much. We're trying to tie him up with Shadows of the 60s with Dave Revels, who's been on our show many times. And today, of course, we are featuring Jerry Gross is going to be with us and Johnny Patillo of the Duprees. And we have a great show lineup. Some more music, and we'll come back with Billy Carlucci. I got to tell you, it's a blessing to have as a co-host, Billy Carlucci. Billy Carlucci is on the air with us now. He's not feeling well, so I want every one of you in the audience, all 1 million of you. Is it 2 million, isn't it? I want you all to say one Hail Mary. If you're not Catholic, say it anyway. We're going to make you honorary Catholic for the day, all right? For Billy Carlucci, that he's well. Billy, hop on the air with us now. We're going to have great guests on today, Johnny Patillo with the Duprees, Danny and the Juniors, Frank Maffei, the original Junior, with Danny and David, and I'm excited here. And Randy Ruffin's with us today. So, Billy, jump in. Let's talk about your music and your life in Philadelphia. Billy Carlucci.
Well, my life in Philadelphia, I started when I was 13, and I started writing at 14. And I wrote like six songs. Then in 1959, we recorded a few records. Then in 1960, my favorite guy, John Madeira and Dave White, took me in the studio with the group and recorded The Dances Over. That was the beginning of my career because of John Madeira and Dave White.
The Dance is Over, but not your career, Billy.
Hey, who's that?
That's Andy. Andy.
My sponsor. He's going to be my sponsor.
We hope you're feeling better, hon.
Yeah, we said Hail Marys. So we said thank a bunch you. Of Hail Marys for you, Billy.
We're all praying for you, Billy.
I'm there. I'm almost there. It's when you get a little bug, it takes a long time.
Now, Billy, we have in the studio a young man that I saw the other day last Wednesday with Patty. If you were there, you would have hosted him on, Randy Ruffin. So, Randy, say hello to Billy Carlucci.
Hey, Billy Carlucci. How are you, my friend?
Freddie.
How are you, my friend?
Man. You're a young man.
Yes.
You're a great singer, too. God bless you.
God bless you, Billy. I hope you get well soon.
You're just terrific.
Thank you.
Now,
so
listen,
much.
The first song we played, Doc, a little repertoire there.
Tell me a little bit more about that, Father. The oldest we had Christmas hymn.
On my research for the show, I wanted to find the first Christmas song, or hymn, you know? And I was stunned to find that song, the Jesus Refulsit Omninum, Omnium.
Is that Latin or something?
It's Latin, which I never studied,
Omnium.
By the way.
Omnium.
It was written by St. Hilary, 310 to 367 A.D., one of the saints of our Catholic Church.
Wow.
And it's the oldest song that we know of, and it's 4th century, and it was recorded in 336, and also in the 4th century, the Roman Christian poet Prudentius composed Corde Natus Ex Prentis. These, however, are more hymns than carols. So that's what we have here. We're rocking here. Now, we went from easy music, from hymn music for Christmas. By the way, let me do this also while I'm thinking of it. Doc and I went to the Veterans Village on Dewfield Street this past, Thursday, I think?
Thursday it was, yes, Father.
And we are blessed to be given a stocking. I gave the prayer. Doc gave a little eulogy. How did you say about being a priest and a psychologist?
Well, what I figured out was a priest is an underpaid psychologist, and a psychologist is an overpaid priest.
I think I got that.
I can guarantee you on the former part, sure.
I'm still thinking it down. How did Father Jim get that hymn? Where did you find that? How did you find that?
You know he doesn't sleep.
Father, there's no jingle bells, I'll tell you that.
Nobody could ever find that. I thought that was hidden forever.
Well, listen, there's a lady named Lori Roach, and she's going to be upcoming on a show. And she heads a wonderful organization helping veterans with children, young children, and it's called Operation Santa Claus. And they give stockings to veterans, and we had a bunch of stockings, 60 of them. So I thank you, Lori, for the stockings for we, including myself, veterans. And there were little notes in each of the stockings. I'm going to read you a note. I'm going to cry when I read this. Dear veteran, thank you for your service. I hope you have a epic day. From Rylan. Now, I want you to get this. Thank is underlined. You is underlined in blue. For, thank you for, is underlined in orange. Your is underlined in orange. Service is underlined in blue, purple. I is underlined in blue. Hope has no underline. You, underlined in orange. Have is underlined in blue. A is underlined in blue. Epic is underlined in orange. And day is underlined in red. But here it is. Dear veteran, underline, by the way, dear is underscored, underlined in yellow, and veterans underlined in red. Dear veteran, comma, thank you for your service. I hope you have a epic day from Riley.
That's Riley. Really cool. Spent a lot of effort on that one.
Riley, I love you.
Good for you, Riley.
Now, listen, Frank Maffei, are you on with us right now on the air? Frank Maffei of Danny and the Junior, sir, will you hop on with us, please?
Oh, thank you for waking me up, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're taking those naps for now, Frank. Sounds like me. But it was nice listening to you guys. Gosh.
And
especially the Latin part. I speak Latin myself. Latin.
I should have had you read it. You would have done better than the priest of 46 years.
Frank is very intelligent. He's like you, Father Jim.
He's a wonderful man. I've known both of you since you were at the Philadelphia Brill Building, Randy. He's in the studio with us. Was the Schubert Building.
Oh,
and that's where Johnny Madera was, Jerry Ross, some of the great Dovells, and Jerry Gross should be there. He's with us. Jerry, are you with us? Jump in, please, if you're with us, please. Jerry Gross? Jerry?
I guess he's not here. I'll take his spot.
Who is that, Johnny Patello?
I'm right here.
This is Frank.
Frank, hang on a second. We got a whole bunch. We're having a ball here, man. So there's some of the great stars of Philadelphia radio and Philadelphia singing and artists, so we're glad to have you on. Anyway, jump in, Jerry Gross, please.
Well, I'm trying to jump in. Nobody's hearing me.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there he is.
So jump in on this menagerie of fun and happiness during this Christmas season, sir.
How you feeling, Billy?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for all the all the things you did for me during my lifetime. You were a big inspiration.
Frankie, how you doing, my man?
I'm good.
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to hear your voice, Jerry.
Thank you.
It's good to hear anybody's voice today.
And Johnny Patello, jump in here and share with us your love of music. You sang with the Duprees for some years, with Danny and the Juniors. Did you sing with Billy when he was at Danny and the Juniors?
Oh, yeah. Well, not with Danny and the Juniors. First of all, hey, everybody. How are you?
Hey. Okay, my friend. Hey, love you. Love you.
Love you all. I was with Billy and the Essentials. I was with them.
Wow.
With Danny the Juniors, with Danny, and with Joe, Terry, and Frank.
Sure, wonderful.
So,
man.
I mean, I'm like Jumbuck. I'm all over the place.
Now, Johnny, where are you from originally? I think are you New York or New Jersey?
I'm the only non-Philly guy, I think. I'm from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Believe it or not, Johnny, and all my gang here, Frank and Jerry and Billy and Randy and Doc and Janine, back in 1961 when I worked for Jolly Joyce Theatrical Booking Agency, I used to book a club down there called the Candy Cane Lounge.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And this is 61, and I'm going to tell you a story in the air. Ready
is
for
that,
this?
Is that an exotic dancer location? Sounds like
I can't talk
dancer.
About that stuff over here.
Skull and Pony, that's for sure.
I think I slid down the candy cane pole.
That sounded curly.
Yeah, it was those kind of clubs back then in the 60s.
We booked all lounge clubs. We have a story with Jerry Gross coming up soon. But listen, another letter, a little cute note. It says on the front, thank you, veterans, November 11th. Dear veteran, thank you for all that you do and for your bravery, kindness, and sacrifice. Well-written letter. And it's from, this is an anonymous one. This isn't Mary or John or Rylan. It says from an NHS student. With a heart.
Mm. Aww,
be still, thy heart.
Sweet.
Be still. Beautiful. Janine, another one, read it, please.
And I have a charming young man named Aaron Park who wrote, dear veteran, I bet it's challenging to do your job, and I appreciate your effort. Thank you for your sacrifices and time. You and your services are always appreciated. Very nice, Aaron. You did good.
And Doc?
Okay, this is very touching, Father Janine. It says, dear veterans, so we're all included, thank you so much for your kindness, sacrifice, and protection. You are so very meaningful. Sincerely, Lilia.
Now, this is a Christmas show.
We just got to say, that has to be a girl. She's got big vocabulary.
This is a Christmas show, but it is also a music show. It's called Rock and Roll Reveille. And our honor is given to veterans as we are brother veterans. So Randy, were you ever in the service?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. What service, sir?
Army.
Well, what was your MOS?
My MOS was communication specialist, radio teletype operator.
You could tell with his voice.
He knows how to communicate. He has a wonderful voice, yes. Beautiful voice. And I'm saying it as a professional.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Father Jim.
When were you in? What years?
74 to 77.
By the way, Johnny, Jerry, Frank, and Billy. Randy, I saw Randy perform the other day at Vera's. We're giving too many plugs for Vera. They should start sponsoring the show. And he was really wonderful with Patty Latanzi. We love you, Patty. We love you, dog. A shout out to both of you. And let's get on with a little more music, and then we're going to have the whole gang come on from Philadelphia Rock and Roll Music on Rock and Roll Reveille, Father Jim Drucker's show.
Let's do
888-329-3306.
It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. And in case you didn't hear, whoa, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this
fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Jingle bells,
jingle bells,
jingle bells,
twist,
jingle bells,
chime,
in jingle bells,
time,
dancing
and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, pony time, kick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling.
And that is Billy Carlucci and the Essentials singing Maybe You'll Be There. And for us, it's a theme song for suicide prevention and preventing dangerous behavior. So for all my veterans out there, as well as their families, just realize this. Each one of you is very important. That's why you survived combat, because God has a plan for each of us, each one that survived. And one of the things that we do is we develop monuments to those that gave the ultimate sacrifice. And there is one being established in Washington, D.C., and let me talk a little bit about that. It's the National Desert Storm Memorial, because many people went and served in Desert Storm, and sometimes forgotten the sacrifices that they made and had to come back home after all they've seen. So let me just share the mission of this monument. Our mission is to establish a commemorative work on federal land in the District of Columbia to commemorate and honor those who, as members of the armed forces, served on active duty in support of Operation Desert Shield or Operation Desert Storm. The memorial will be constructed at the National Mall, very close to the Lincoln Memorial and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The site is located at Southwest Orange Corner of Constitution Avenue and 23rd Street, Washington, D.C. So I mention that to let each of you know that you are a memorial to all those that have given their lives with your life that you continue to live in spite of all the stress, the danger that you face and continue to face each day. You are valuable. I've seen so many veterans think of themselves as discarded. You're not. You're here for a purpose, and there's a meaning in life for each of you. Realize that and remember that always. And if there's a stress or a challenge, we have an answer. We're there. As the song says, maybe you'll be there. No, we will be there. If you need help or there's a challenge, consider calling 988 or texting 988. If you wish to speak with me directly, Doc Andy Savicki, my number is 856-278-4042. Doc Andy Savicki, all my fellow veterans and their families, we love you, we need you, we'll be there.
In the background, you're hearing beautiful Christmas religious music of the Eastern Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Church. It is the song we sing during Christmas, Christos Rozhdayetsya.
And which means Christ is born. He is risen. Christ is born.
Slavite Yeho.
Slavite Yeho.
Glorify him. This is the choir singing the Divine Liturgy Vespers on St. Basil's Liturgy on Christmas Eve. Doc, talk about your Ukrainian background.
If I could just comment a little bit on our faith. you've heard of baptism and confirmation.
Absolutely.
Well, in the Eastern Rite, we're baptized and confirmed at the same time.
The three sacraments of initiation, baptism, chrismation, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist, a little bit of the blood, is placed on the tongue and the lips of the child at baptism. The three sacraments of initiation in the Eastern Catholic, Eastern Orthodox Church.
Now, Father, you may not be aware of this, but my parents told me that the reason, and it may be just a legend, was because of our longevity. Many Ukrainians have suffered at the hands of many barbarians and other countries, and so their lifespan was very short. So waiting until the normal time of adolescence, they were confirmed and baptized immediately in spite of those.
That's folklore and certainly has some truth to it, but it was originally the way it was performed in the early church. The three sacraments of initiation were administered in the early church. So that was a normal procedure. And the Latin Rite it changed that.
Now,
confirmation was then offered by the bishop rather than the priest. But in the Eastern Church, I think of it as the power and the authority and responsibility to offer those three sacraments.
And also, Father, the surprise people have when they find out that in the Eastern Rite, Catholic priests are actually married.
Everywhere around the world, except here in America, and the privilege was taken from us. I'm sorry, I should be so blunt and so honest. Was taken from us in the early 1900s. A priest named John Toth came in from Czechoslovakia, and he went, and no priest has the faculties by his own merit. He is a presbyter. The apostolic succession gives us the bishops, the apostles. They follow from apostolic succession. So they ordain priests, and the priests are the ones that take care of the flock. But anyway, I'm losing concentration here.
No, but it's great to know this about our faith, Father, and I understand that the Pope is actually a bishop of Rome.
Yeah, the Pope is the Bishop of Rome, and that's how we're seen by the Orthodox, by the way, who are not under the Pope. They are under the Orthodox primate, who is the holiness in the East in Constantinople, and I met him. And let me tell you a quick story. It's cute. I want to get everyone back
and
on the air again.
This was while you were in Turkey, Father?
I was in Turkey, and I went to meet him. And I went with somebody that had wheelchairs. It was a Turkish company that was getting help from America, having wheelchairs sent to them for disabled Turks, period. Not so much veterans. But I remember I went in to meet him. His name is Bartholomew. He's wonderful. And I'm there with a bunch of bishops. I mean, bishops from Syria, from Russia, all over the world. Because he's the Pope of the East for the Orthodox. And I'm a kid from the streets of Philly, you know. So I'm in there, and I'm with the Ara Topakian, wonderful young man, devout Orthodox man, but worked for the Catholic Church, Saint Antoine's in Constantinople, Istanbul. And we meet, and the Holy Father says to me, "What's your name, Father?" And I tell him, and he says, "How do you know Turkey?" I said, "Well, I was stationed there, sir." And I started talking Turkish. Onca. I was here about 10 years ago. I was a Yuzbashi in the Air Force and Angelic Air Base, and yada, yada, yada. And he goes on. He said, "Well, Father, you know, I was in the service." This is the Pope. I said, your Holiness, truly? He said, "Yes." I said, "I'm curious, were you enlisted or were you not?" He says, I was enlisted. I said, "Pin up!" So help me God, I mean this. He stood at attention. All the bishops surrounding him that wanted to become archbishops and cardinals and everything else, they looked at me in amazement and said, "Who the blank, blank, blank are you?" And he said, "Father, I like you. You're a good man. I like you." This is a true story. I never thought I'd tell that on the radio.
That's wonderful, Father. Thank you for sharing that.
Listen, I want each one of you to come back on. We're going to start featuring some music from Jerry Gross. Before Johnny Patillo, say a quick words of what you've done, where you've been in the music world, please, and how much you love God and how much Christmas is so important to you, sir. Johnny Patillo.
Yeah, well, like I said, I started in Asbury Park in Jersey, but I was actually, I was in a band, and then I started booking through Jolly Joyce.
Oh, wow. I'm
sure everybody in that panel knows that. Norman Joyce. So then
he was my mentor.
I had the only one I knew back then from the group was was Danny. So then when Danny asked me to join, then I went with Danny. And then after Danny, I went with the Duprees. And then after the Duprees, I went with Joe, Terry, and Frank. And I was with them a long time. Then I was with Billy and the Essentials. Like I say, I'm the only non-Philly guy here.
Johnny, you're an honorary Philadelphian today. I give you that through this 10,000 watt radio station, Veteran Power.
Thank you. Now I need a Pats or a Geno's.
that's your luck to get yourself.
I'm in Florida now, and they. I'm in Florida. Curly's funny. Yeah.
Curly's there. They boy.
Oh. Yeah, Philly, 6th and Morton.
Wow. Now, Johnny, Johnny,
was it 6th and Morton? Yeah.
Johnny, let me ask you this. What does Christmas mean to you as a Catholic, as a person, a human being?
You know what? It's like everybody, no matter what happens during the year, on this day, on Christmas season, everybody should just be happy. Just forget all the bad stuff. And collect the good stuff in your head.
That's beautiful.
That's
Jerry.
Beautiful.
Absolutely
beautiful, Johnny.
You know what
absolutely.
I mean? Just good memories, yeah. Not bad ones, because the bad ones just bring you down.
Yes. Just remember this, Jerry. The past,
Johnny.
Is not. I'm sorry. The past is not a script for the future. It's only information.
Now, Frank Maffei. Frank is with us. Frankie, I've known Frankie 65 years. When we all hung out at the Schubert Building when I was a theatrical booking agent, a young fellow with Jolly Joyce Agency. Frankie, what does Christmas mean to you? And share a little bit with our audience about your life with Danny and the Juniors, with Danny and with David, and with Johnny Madero, Billy Colucci. And then what does Christmas mean to you, Frank?
Christmas really means to me family. It's a gathering of the family, and it still is. On the 26th of December, our complete family gathers together. We have a gigantic party. We have food. We have a Pollyanna. We exchange gifts. It's wonderful. But that's the most important thing at Christmas, the family. And, of course, we can't forget it is the celebration of Jesus' birth.
Amen.
And
amen.
A lot of people forget about that, but, you know, that's when he was born. And I don't think he really was born on that day, but that's the day we celebrate it. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to me. And I'm 85 now, and this will be my 85th Christmas.
God bless you.
Listen, Frankie, I turned 83 in 2 weeks on January 8th, same day as Elvis. Would you believe Elvis would have been 90 years old? Can you believe that?
We miss him. We miss Elvis, but you're here, Father. That's what counts.
Thank you, Doc. Listen, I love you, Frank, very much. Give my love to your family, and stay on the line with us. And, Billy, your thoughts of Christmas, please. And of course, we're featuring, really, Billy Colucci in the midst of all of these wonderful people, including Randy Ruffin, that joined us today, or is with us today. What are your thoughts about Christmas, Billy? And talk a little bit about you being with Billy and the Essentials, Danny and the Juniors, even though you're my co-host and we talk about it every week. Now you've got free reign. Go at it.
Well, I had a great time with Frank and Danny and the Juniors. We were all over. Right, Frank?
That's right. We traveled the world.
Oh, my God. We did one night. We were on the road for, I think, 48 weeks a year.
Wow.
Doing shows in our van.
Did you sleep in your van?
Yeah. We had to go out to every gig. We had to get in the van and go.
Yeah.
But it paid off. You know, everything was great. We did great shows. And I loved everybody in the group. And as far as building essentials, I started that group when I was a teenager, 14, 15.
Wow. And before that, you were with Dawn.
Yeah.
Swan Records.
I did commercials with Dawn out of New York. We were hired by an advertising agency. I recorded her with a one-hit record, was Can't Get Out of My Mind. That was a big hit on ABC. And one thing leads to the other. I was hired as a writer. I wrote 1,500 songs already. And
if
they were all released, almost all of them were released on records. With Leslie Gore, Ricky Nelson, Three Degrees. I even had a song with Johnny Patillo. I brought him in the studio in New York, right, John?
Oh, man. That, I tell you, we were there all the time.
Yeah.
You recorded Be My Baby, too, that time.
Yeah, you remember that? I forgot about
that. Oh, God, yeah.
But that was my studio with Joe Venieri.
That's right.
I took the studio. I had a partnership with Joe Venieri. That was a great studio. But they made it a parking lot, so we had to leave.
Now, Billy, you're from South Philadelphia. Will you talk about your love of Philly, your love of music, and then what does Christ mean to you as a Catholic young man? Well, 70-year-old young man like me, 80-year-old young man.
Well, I'm an 80-year-old man, and every Christmas, like Frank said, it means family all getting together with all my friends and everything. It's just a nice feeling. You can't wait for that day.
And, of course, Christ is the center of it all. Now, we have, as our guest, our resident general, our flag officer, who's with us today. He's in the midst of all this great royalty of rock and roll music, including Randy Ruffin. And General Satterfield, I'd like you to share a thought of what it was like being in Iraq, possibly in combat, and maybe during Christmas, sir. Is that correct, sir?
Oh, yes. Thanks for that. And, by the way, I'm having an epic day. Just want to let you know, and your music today is over the top. Thank you for that. And what a cast of characters! I know I'm off topic here, but what a cast of characters you got today. I can't even keep them straight in my head. You got Billy, Frank, Johnny. I mean, Jerry. You got Dr. Andy. Jeanette. I mean, I can't. It's hard to keep up. Anyway, yes, I spent a large number of my Christmases away from the family and friends, and that's why it's so important that you have that personal relationship with Christ and honor Christ. That's why you got to do it. And yes, I was talking to Father Drucker earlier today, and I told him I was just reading some notes back before the surge in Iraq in 2006. The surge was in 07 when we got the word to start planning for it. And that Christmas was a very special Christmas for us. And I have a photo of a couple contractors dressed up as Santa Claus. It was a hilarious photograph that I share with folks. But I will tell you that it's nothing like a Christmas away from home, but being with a large, large number of your teammates that you know have your back. And, oh, by the way, they all got guns. That's a big plus.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's always an honor to be on and to listen to all of this. I mean, I was talking to my wife, and by the way, you know, of course, you know her, Father Nancy. She's a great lady. I mentioned some of the songs you were having on today, and she goes, "Oh, that's before my time."
Yeah, sure. Listen, I'm available for confession anytime after 5 p.m.
I am the oldest and original hippie, and I want to know
what's so bad.
Listen, we're blessed today to have by phone Jerry Gross and this wonderful novelty song. Jerry, will you tell our audience what this song is and what it's about? Because it became a big college hit, if I remember. And it's your wife singing with you, right? Rocky Lane?
Yes. Yeah, her name's Elaine. I call her Rocky because her middle name was Rochelle. And she was the voice from South Philly, you'll know this. She was kind of a hitter. You know, don't mess with her. That's where she got the nickname Rocky. And yeah, we did this back. Her, myself, and Mike Frito was one of the original members of the Doe Belt before Mike left the group. And it came out on Epic Records, and it came out too late. And you know, but that was it. But it became a big hit amongst a lot of fraternities. And I used to get emails from the fraternities, where can we get it? I would send it out, you know, to the different guys. And I keep saying I really want to put a push on it, but I had to get music played today. The guys know. You need TikTok videos, you need videos. So maybe over the summer I'm going to do a video with her, God willing, everything's
good. Oh,
wonderful.
Good. Be wonderful. Great idea.
Maybe, or do a cartoon video, you know, an animated one.
And we could air the audio version of it. How about that?
Yeah, and, you know, put it out then. But it was a lot of fun. She's worked with me. She's recorded. She had a great voice. And she's got the soul, you know. So anyway, so here you are talking about everybody, what Christmas means to you. So I'm your token Jew, and you don't ask me that, right?
I wanted to mention to our audience that we also send out blessings and love to all our Jewish brethren for a very happy Hanukkah. So Jerry, we offer that blessing to you as well.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Just so you know, we had, for 30 years after Ian and I were married, the biggest Christmas party in the neighborhood. My great-grandmother was from Sicily.
And then moved
to northern Italy, where she met my grandfather, and they escaped there because of the war. So, yeah, I'm about 25% Paisan. So, anyway.
I remember seeing you at the Tropicana maybe 10 years ago. Richie Grasso got me tickets. I remember going down the backstage with Mike Dano playing sax. God bless him. May he be healthy, by the way, and get well. But anyway, I remember going back, and I said, I was sent down to give you a blessing. And everyone said, Mike said, Father, we're Jewish. I said, so I'll give you a Jewish Catholic blessing.
and you did.
I did indeed.
Listen,
we're going to keep you on. I remember you told me a story this past week where, Jerry, I really love you. You're a wonderful man. You're so down to earth and you're just a precious person. Your soul bespeaks when you're on the air with us. And our friendship is becoming closer, by the way. And I'm so grateful to God for that and for life and being a friend with you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate being on. And next time you want me on, I'll come and I'll bring you Ian, and she can talk for herself.
Let's do it.
I want to tell you something. You got some great talent in the studio right now and on the phone. Frankie Maffei was the comedy of that group, and Danny and the Juniors, the comedy that they did, and my partner Mark that he did. These guys were hysterical, and then you got Billy Carlucci, who's probably one of the best voices ever in rock and roll. I put him right up there with, you know, with Beaumont and Johnny Maestro. And Billy should have been he's a star, but he should have been a major, major superstar.
I agree.
He's great. And I tell you something, every time we were on the road with these guys, they were always fun and they were always a laugh. Frank Maffei would always have us laughing. There was a time, I can't tell it on the air, that Frankie and Billy and Joe, rest his soul, and, you know, Mark and I had to stay in the same room because there was only one room because we were flying out the next morning. And Frankie said, I'm going to sleep. Right. And Frankie said, I'm going to sleep in the airport. And he did. He slept on a bench in the airport.
Wow.
And but what happened in that room, I'll tell you privately one day. Anyway, it was hysterical. But we had, and Billy in that room did one of the craziest things. I started to write a book on this. Is one of the chapters. Billy always used to wear an orange colored sunglass. And he was Mr. Cool, and I loved him in those glasses. Yeah, he walked into the shower. He took his clothes off, walked into the shower with the glasses. I didn't see him get in the shower, just closed the door. And he came out with a towel around him with the glasses on. And we lost it.
You're only going to hear this on Rock and Roll Rebel.
And I got to tell you something. To this day, he's never told me. So they asked him that day, did you wear them in the shower? To this day, he's never answered that question.
Now, Jerry, listen, we talked off air, and you told me you were doing so well in Vegas, and you had the opportunity to meet the wonderful and blessed holy man, the great comedian Danny Thomas, and you were being considered to be the opening act for his show, am I right? And he talked about how great you were. Share that story quickly, sir.
Yeah, real quickly is right. Well, we were working at the Flamingo. He was down at the Riviera. We were asked to do the opening, the Riviera tennis courts of Bobby Riggs and Clint Eastwood and Burt Bacharach, and we all got along great. But Tommy Amato, who was our manager, also managed Wayne Newton for a while. And Tommy said, listen, I'm going to bring in Danny Thomas to see you guys at one of your shows. Now, when we opened in Vegas, we set that town ablaze. The reviews, I'll send you so you can read them one day. The reviews were just awesome. And we were signed to a multi-year contract, a month at a time. Every fourth month we were there, three times a year. So he brings us Danny Thomas in to one of our shows, and we got a standing ovation. And it was great. It was a great show. And after the show, we go into, I think it was Wolfie's, the deli in there after the show. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And he's talking to us and doing shtick, and he's kibitzing with us. And he was a funny, funny man, Danny Thomas, and a great, sweet man. And I said, he goes, your show was phenomenal. I loved it. He said, you're going to be a big hit here in Vegas. And he was right. We were. And I said, so that's great. I said, so Tommy said, you're considering us opening as an opening act for you. And he looks at me with it. He gives a little laugh and he says, oh, no, you'll never open for me.
Anyway, right? Love Danny Thomas.
I know. Anyway,
Father, tell him.
Let him finish the story, Tom.
Okay.
I went, excuse me, you're kidding, right? He goes, no. He says, I don't need an act to open for me that is funny as you. He said, I do comedy. I do shtick. He said, and sings like you sing. And get standing ovations. He goes, no, I want an act that's just going to warm up the audience. So when I come out,
that's right,
Father. I was going to ask you.
So when I come out, I'll kill him. He said, you're too strong. God bless you,
Father. I was going to ask you, what is the Jewish version of Ave Maria?
Oh yeah, listen. A friend of mine was the mayor of Scranton, Jimmy Connors, a married Jewish lady. And one day I was in the synagogue with him and Stephen Allen Scott, Steve Boom Boom Cannon from Ohio, famous disc jockey. We worked together at Warm Radio, number one in America. And he said, Father, he sees me coming out of the synagogue with Stephen. He said, Father, I'd like you to meet my wife. And he said, you know, Father, I'm Irish Catholic. I go to Mass every week. I join my wife at the synagogue. And he said, you know, we used to sing Ave Maria, but now we've started to sing Oy Vey, Maria. Listen, go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead.
That's one of my favorite songs. I mean, I've been to synagogues. I've been to churches. Like my best friend growing up was Johnny D'Amico. He lived with me for a while and, you know, sang with me in Overbrook with the Cashmeres. And I went to church with Johnny. And I learned all religions because I was fascinated by all the different stories and how it all, you know, came together. So, you know, listen, to each their own, and God bless everybody and everyone out there listening. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. And, Father, God bless you, because you have more energy than anyone I know your age.
I love you, Jerry. Listen, in the background, Jerry, is Danny and the Juniors. Bring that music up, TJ.
Santa's landed on the roof. He's coming down the chimney. Coming down the chimney. Blink, plunk, close your eyes. Make believe you're sleeping. Santa might get angry if he knew that you were peeping. Knew that you were peeping. Well, visions of sugar plums danced in our heads. Santa Claus worked while we stayed in bed. When what?
On the road for a long time when you sang with Danny and the Juniors. I understand that Eddie Collins Jr. was music director for a while. What was it like to sing this famous Philadelphia hit recording group, who probably began the dancing craze when At the Hop was first aired on Dick Clark's TV bandstand on Philadelphia's WFIL TV station, 46th and Market Street?
Well, it was a hell of a ride, I'll tell you that. We were on the road a long time,
I was with them for 18 years with Frank, and we had a routine. We had a dance routine. I did the splits. Danny did the splits. You know, we had all kind of dance moves. We had a good show because we rehearsed a lot.
And Billy hit the high note. That was
I hit
that.
Thanks, Frank. I still hurt from that.
That high note's easy to hit when you're doing splits.
Yeah. And I love Frank. All those years, I love Frank. I loved your wife, too, Frank. She was gorgeous. I miss her dearly, too.
Me, too.
May she rest in peace. May she rest in peace. Yeah. And listen, my nephew Eddie was with you for a while. My nephew Eddie Collins Jr., was he not? Music director, I think, for a short while?
Yeah, he was around doing things, helping us out promotion with the... I think it was Here Comes Fonzie. We had a record called Here Comes Fonzie that we all wrote. Right, Frank? Here Comes Fonzie.
Yeah, I remember that song. I think I hit about 98 on the charts.
Well, that's very nice.
Gather near to us once more. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
And let it keep going. You're hearing in the background Frankie Avalon, Philadelphia's Frankie Avalon. I never met Frankie. Bobby Rydell was a close dear friend. We used to have dinner every month. And, of course, Frankie was a movie actor, Philadelphian, singing and offering us his Merry Christmas, believe it or not, with this song, Have Yourself a Very Merry Christmas, Frankie Avalon, who also starred with John Wayne in many movies. And the second song you're going to be hearing in a few seconds, I was road manager for a group called Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. Can you believe that, Randy? I was 19 years old.
Awesome.
I took the girls up to WSCR, WBAX, WARM, and then also to TV Bandstand, WNEP-TV, to Channel 16, a show called TV Bandstand, hosted by Sid Friedman. This is Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. Can you believe that? Bring it up a little bit, TJ. We're coming close to wrap-up time here on Rock and Roll Reveille, WDB 860 AM. Remember to make a note on the number, 888-329-3306. Patti, listen. Patti LaBelle. I can't wait to see her after 65 years. I've not seen her all these years. But I want to thank Johnny Patillo. Johnny, will you come back on quickly? Say a quick goodbye to the audience.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I just want to say real quick, because of Danny and the Juniors, I got so many things after that.
So you have, you have much to thank them for. God bless you. Billy Carlucci, you're going to come last. Jerry Gross, any last thoughts to wish anybody blessings or anything from your standpoint, sir, as we're wrapping up?
Well, again, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to all. Happy Hanukkah. And everybody stay safe and stay well.
Thank you, Jerry.
It's been a pleasure. And to the guys there, it's been a pleasure working with you guys all these years.
And Frank Maffei, quickly, please, sir.
Well, a ditty to what Jerry just said, ditto, rather. And I'll tell you the truth, it's been a real pleasure just hearing these guys talk. I miss them so much, all of them.
We love you, Frank.
And the song in the background, Jerry, you want to talk about this? It's a song that Jerry produced, Jerry Gross, It's called Spread Peace. We're going to end the show with this song. Jerry, Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you all. God bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jerry?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, the song is by Mel Race and Chad LaRose, and it says basically, spread peace this Christmas. And the song says it for itself. And again, spread peace, everybody, and stay well. And guys, we should all get together. Billy, Frankie, Johnny, let's get together and have lunch or dinner somewhere. God bless all.
Amen. Yay. Amen.
After you come to the studio, guys, of course.
Hey, Janine.
Love you, hon.
Love you, Billy.
Too many tears.